being French, I guess we have bread at every meal. Bread has always been around, and we do things here in a very traditional way. So when we mix by hand, we're gonna start mixing the levain to the water and break it down, then you're gonna incorporate all the ingredients. The gluten gonna start to try to get access to the water, like string that come together and attach to each other. When you pull the dough, it's like you're pulling back. I used to work in a bank. I was getting older and tired of working in a bank and not having fun anymore. I needed to do something with my hands. So dramatically different from being a banker. I feel that being a baker is a great job and craft to be able to work with your hand and to feed the people of a community. I find it very therapeutic to shape and bread. It's a great feeling, it's the best feeling ever because you are in your world and you have the dough. It's a very relaxed environment. Baking is mostly waiting for the dough to be ready. Take 2 to 3 days altogether, but most of the time nothing happens. A lot of time you just wait. Time is probably the biggest ingredient in the bread, and that's why being a small bakery matters, because we have time. All this time that you add in the process adds a lot of dimension to a loaf of bread. Because of the yeast and the sourdough is something that's moving and that does what it wants based on how hot or cold is the room, how it's mixed. That makes it very challenging but very rewarding. The better you get at it, your hands learn how to play with the dough and how to shape it and to make it do what you want it to do. You want the dough to be like a nice pillow when it's fluffy, and then you play with it and you see how it turns out. Can be more tricky, so you need to be careful. When it works fine, it's very enjoyable. When it doesn't, it's not that enjoyable. Bread takes time and patience, and things sometimes go wrong, but that's such a beautiful product and such a beautiful craft. The best feeling ever to be able to produce something that you're proud of. I'm sure that's why everybody in a kitchen goes to work every day. When I was at school, I remember that we'd produce bread every day. And you would bring bread to people, being your doctor or being your friends, and people get very excited. Through the centuries, there's always been something very important for the culture. If you look back in France, you would have people who would go to the oven at the end of the village, and they would all bake, usually once a week, their bread in a communal oven. And that's where the scoring is coming from. The scoring comes from, I think, is here for a reason, because it allows the bread to expand and to get nicer and to get more volume, because you create some weakness in the crust. But back then, the scoring was only a way for the home baker to sign his loaf so that when it comes out of the oven, he can see which one is his. People see just some bread as something that's gonna keep in a bag for 2 weeks, that is super white, that has no crust, and that has little flavor. When I see it the other way, when the crust is super dark, you get a lot of flavor through the crust. You want this like nice sugar that caramelized on the outside of the bread. You want some sound. You can hear it cracking. That makes that the crust is nice. It's very fluffy inside, and you get all this bubble from fermentation. I like it with cheese, obviously. I like it with butter. It's very enjoyable. I think we care a lot, and that shows in the product, and you learn so much, and it makes you very humble. I mean, it's a very good balanced meal if you are not allergic to gluten. It was a very tough experience, like physically and mentally, to be able to open the bakery here. So I wake up at like 3:30. We come here, we start at 4 a.m. And for many reasons, I think it's my home, because that's where I work and that's where I have most of my days. It's tough, right? It's hot. The dough does whatever it wants to do some days. It's heavy. We carry a lot of dough around, standing all the time, like in any kitchen. There are recipes and the formula, but then it takes a lot of practice and experience to be able to consistently produce good bread. if you follow a recipe and for a good cake and you got good technical skills, you should be okay. For bread, if you don't know what you're doing, the bread gonna hit you back. It's a lot, but it's very rewarding because I think there's something magical in the way that people react to bread. We did a baby shower and the baby got born and now he's 2 years old and we're still in contact. We see people getting married, we see people coming to the neighborhood and growing with us and then leaving the neighborhood. So it becomes, I mean, this is my social life because I have my customers. I think there are very few jobs like that.